Well, hello, everyone.
Hi. Hello.
Let's get things going with our wonderful sponsor, Old Spice.
Oh, yeah.
We have many Old Spice users out of us, don't we?
Yes, I use Old Spice.
I, too, use Old Spice.
Your hair says a lot about you, and with Old Spice hair products, you can make it say all the right things. Now, who here uses the pomade?
I have some Old Spice pomade.
I'm a pomade noob.
It's just like a thicker paste. It's not like
it's for
a
hairstyling.
Gel.
Yeah.
But it's for hairstyling. You take it, you rub it in your hands, and you run it through your hair, and it just kind of it holds your hair in place.
That's very luscious hair.
I do.
Does it help make your hair luscious?
My hair is pretty luscious without it, but it doesn't hurt it. I'll tell you that.
Well, there you go. Thank you, Absro, and thank you to Old Spice. Check out Old Spice hair putty, gel, and pomade, because great hair always wins.
I like that I can see you guys.
Yeah.
Yes, we can see each other, even though we're not showing you guys. If we wanted to get a lot of views, we would name this like the Zoom podcast, but nobody's recording this footage.
You think this would get us a lot of views?
It would get us more views than our lower viewed podcasts.
Neebs' webcam from 1993.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
I know. See it.
Yeah. It's actually from my laptop. This is a laptop that I animated Battlefield Friends on.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's the same laptop that they animated Tom and Jerry with. I'm actually recording my screen just in case.
There you
just
go.
Just in case.
There you go.
Good for you. So, what do you guys want to talk about?
Well, the latest thing that I saw that I think would be of interest to us and our audience is the Scrap Mechanic Survival trailer.
Holy shit. That is a big thing. That is so different.
It looks great.
It looks like it is 8 more full games thrown on top of what was there.
Yeah.
And they went like, you know what? For the last 6 years, they've been like, nah, let's just wait and put it in the end.
No, it looks meaty. It looks like it's going to be a nice meaty game.
Yeah. Like, how do we not try to make a whole thing out of that world? We absolutely should try.
I would love to jump in. And, you know, I've always been kind of the one that's kind of ho-hum on Scrap Mechanic, but that looks like it's a lot of fun.
I kind of have too, but I'm interested as well. I want to be in that.
Yeah. It has to work. The only thing that that Neebs is probably thinking of, like, could you imagine, you know exactly what...
Yeah. No, I think I'm excited too, but we have to jump in and test it because...
Oh, of course.
It may not do what we want it to do.
The game has never really done what it was supposed to do, and then it just upped the game 13,000%.
Yeah,
so but like they couldn't get the original to play.
Yeah, so when you build 5 things, all of a sudden, is it so laggy you can't play it, or did they fix that?
We would always really push that game to its limits too with some
did
of our
we?
Builds. Yeah, of course. Okay. That's why it broke all the fucking time.
But it's a pretty big world though, so I get what Neebs is saying, like. You could have had a lot more ambitious people in there wasting a lot more time, you know?
What?
Yeah, I feel like if you were to spend months in this game, and after 3 vehicles you're lagging, and you still want to build a city, like, hopefully they've got it fixed. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. I guess what you're asking is how ambitious can you get with your builds?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, even in the trailer, the little base that they had made was kind of small. Like, it wasn't too big.
Mm-hmm.
But I agree with you. Yeah, what does happen when you have 6 different cars in there and 3 boats?
Yeah.
So, and that could be a thing where we kind of have to limit ourselves if we want to play that, which sucks.
Yeah, but I wouldn't want to limit ourselves.
Oh, yeah, but it's got a fucking ocean that you can explore.
Yeah, that's new, too.
Yeah.
Underwater.
Like, not only did they add water, you're like swimming under there and checking out some pretty looking shit.
And the characters can be customized to some degree.
Exactly. No, quite a bit. You could change their clothes. You can give them facial hair.
They don't all look like little construction cherubs.
No, but I mean, like you can give them like jeans and a plaid top and like a freaking handlebar beard.
Yeah, there's a little bit of customization.
Handlebar beard.
Well, handlebar mustache. Whatever.
It's just like.
I can't wait to see that.
Yeah.
Hey, you know they're out there.
The Fu Manchus.
Of course, yeah.
I think that's what they call them.
Yeah. I think one of the munchkins in Wizard of Oz had it.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I had a funny incident happen at my home the other day. So my younger daughter, who is 10, maybe, I don't know. She and her friends were having a little salon on the back porch, and they've got the nails and the mask, and they're having a good time. And I'm like hearing them talk, and I'm like, what the hell's going on? I'm like, they're talking kind of weird. And she comes in. I was like, hey, were you guys talking kind of weird? And she's like, yeah, we were doing the voices of the ladies at the nail salon. She's like, oh, that looked good. You look nice.
Wow.
The bad thing about it is that two of the little girls that were over here, Asian, and they're right. doing it too. But they don't have that natural accent. But it's just funny that it's like innocent racism. I guess
it's not even really racist because they're just doing an accent.
Yeah, no, actually, like, you know what it is it's race specific.
There were stereotypes, innocent stereotyping.
The stereotypes are for like a lot of is it Vietnamese who do nails? There's certain people that like
you're asking the wrong guy.
Certain nationalities, will corner a market, and I feel like nails might be Vietnamese.
I don't know. I think that there are a lot of Koreans out there that want to kick your ass just for saying that.
Or do they do nails pretty well as well?
I think that anybody who wants a job does nails really well.
But I think if you went to every nail place in town, we should do this. Get a clipboard once they open back up. And right. Where are you from? Write it down. I bet you're going to see a pattern.
Are you legal?
Show me your papers.
Yeah, a white guy walking into the nail salon with a clipboard, that sets off a lot of red flags, doesn't it?
Yeah, they all scatter like mice.
Now that's racist.
Yeah, right. There you go.
Finally, there you go. We got there.
White people with clipboards are offended everywhere.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah,
you don't show up with a clipboard.
No,
anywhere.
No. Make everybody nervous.
I don't even own a clipboard.
I do, just for that situation.
Yeah, so when you want to scare other races.
Did y'all see, we're using Zoom right now. So far, I like it. I didn't even have to start an account. Simon just sent me an invite, and it just opened.
That's convenient.
It's a lot easier, and sorry we're not showing it, but I'm thinking about maybe trying to play around with maybe the next podcast, and maybe we'll have a little segment where we'll show stuff, but kind of sort of.
Yeah, all of our hair is getting crazy. I've had my second haircut from my wife just today.
Yeah,
and I don't even have the right tools. Like, I've got like a small clipper that you use for
just using nail clippers on your hair,
nail clippers and scissors,
a nail file.
You should try to shave your head.
Yeah, that's not gonna work. I don't have the head for that.
I think you do.
Yeah, and
I think
I ordered
you'd look fine, but it'd be weird.
Yeah,
just because I've never seen you with a bald head.
Nah.
I know, that's why I think it'd be fun. I mean, come on, you know, be daring. Would you ever make a bet that if you lost, you'd shave your head?
No, I would just shave my head if I wanted to.
Okay, but what if you didn't want to?
I'm not a betting person.
Like, huh?
I'm not a betting person.
Okay.
I would just shave it. Okay. My sister did what Thick's kids were doing when I was a kid. She managed to get all the neighbors' kids to be her customers, and she cut their hair.
Oh.
She got in trouble for that because she wasn't good at it because she was like 7.
Did she charge them?
Probably, knowing her.
All right, gaming. Anything besides Scrap? I mean, that's big.
Oh, were we talking about Stranded Deep?
Yeah,
on the last
we
podcast?
Did.
So they were actually listening to it, like, because
to the podcast.
One of the guys, they were listening to the podcast just because they listened to us. And then we mentioned it, and he's like, oh my God, I was excited and terrified at the same time. They were like blown away that we mentioned it.
And now you're mentioning it again.
I know, and now they're going crazy.
But I'm kind of going crazy right now because, I mean, that surprises me that people are excited that we would mention them.
Well, they sent us some codes for the game.
It's great.
Oh, sweet. I've been eyeballing it, so that's good to hear.
Yeah.
That's great.
It's not co-op,
giving it
is
the
it?
Old stink eye. No,
it's single player.
It looks great. Yeah,
I love a good survival game, so I'm all about it. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be sending those out, and maybe we can do something with it, maybe a one-off or maybe even stream it.
Yeah.
But
let's do it.
They seem really cool, and I'd certainly like to give them some love.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Stranded Deep.
Survival. Right,
hold on. I need a bevy.
Okay. Go get you a bevy.
I think I just saw his butt crack.
And he never turned his back to you.
Yeah, that's weird. It'd be funny if he opened the refrigerator door and went in, never came back.
Yeah.
That'd be a good start to a fun movie.
It's a walk-in refrigerator.
Yeah.
That would be cool to have.
Yeah, walk-in, like in restaurants.
Yeah, but like in your house.
Yeah.
When I was a teenager, I thought, man, if I had a lot of money, I would make one of those. You know how when you go to Taco Bell, you look in the back, they've got like a taco-making assembly line back there?
Yeah.
They got the countertops with the ridges so the tacos stay up and the little places where all the meat and all the stuff goes.
Yeah.
I was like, that's going in my house.
It's funny that's what was going in your house.
Like, yeah. I can just grab the shell, work my way down the line, make a taco whenever, and it's and efficient.
And here now, I wanted a grotto.
What's a grotto?
Looks like I was thinking the wrong way. A grotto?
Mm-hmm.
That's like, you know, at the
Playboy
Mansion? Like Playboy Mansion, like in GTA where they've got
like a cave.
They have a little cave.
Oh, yeah, the cave with the pool.
That's a grotto.
Oh, that's a grotto?
Yeah.
That's a
grotto.
Someone thought, we need a word for this. This cave over a pool.
Neebs, somebody saw everything that you're looking at and said, hey, we need a word for this thing.
Well, let's think of something. What's something that doesn't have a word that could use a word?
These are the things that I hate about you.
Well, listen, what about like, you know how your door has a little spring on the wall? So when your door goes flying open, it hits that spring?
The door stopper?
The door stop, right?
So we're going to call that door stopper?
Mm-hmm. A door stop.
Now, what's the little rubber cap on the end of it called?
Rubber
a
cap.
A nipple.
That's part of the door stop.
Let's give the entirety of it a name. We'll call it a flurb and try to get it into a... Because it kind of makes that noise, like flurr.
But no one goes, is that what you, okay.
Flurr. When you hit it, you know, the springy one.
Flurr.
Flurr. Yeah, that's what I thought of. It's mine.
We should make it our mission to go around naming things that don't have names. Because there's a lot of things out there.
You'd have to find a kid without a name. There's not a lot of things out there that don't have names.
Well, all right. The stopper on the end of the stopper doesn't have a name.
Yeah, it does. It's a flurb.
Okay, there you go. We did it.
Thank you. Can we move on? Move on to something else?
Real quick. I know I say it a lot in ARC. I still think the past tense of parachute should be parachat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, parachat down into the valley.
Yes.
Yeah.
That sounds correct.
It does. All parachat. Right. I like that.
You don't ever hear anyone say that in past tense, do you?
Do
they say we were... parachuting?
Yeah, went parachuting.
But then what? I parachuted?
Yeah,
that
doesn't sound
stupid.
Right. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No one says parachute. I parachuted. Everybody watching this, listening, whatever you're doing, adapt parachat.
Yeah.
Because it just sounds educated.
It's part of the vernacular now.
I've been watching a lot of videos about people growing vegetables in buckets.
Okay.
You guys too?
No, yeah, no, I haven't.
Every day.
Yeah. So Simon knows. Like this one guy, he's growing potatoes in buckets.
Yep. So
carrots,
that fucking guy.
Lettuce in buckets.
Yep. He's got did fucking beets in buckets, right? That guy
beets
did
in buckets.
Too. Yeah.
So
unbelievable.
We should do this at the office. Get a couple buckets, throw some potatoes in there, do the thing, keep everybody abreast of the situation.
Yeah, with all the room that we have.
You just throw it out front.
Someone will take it.
No, they won't.
Yeah, one of our neighbors will jag it.
Hey, you look at this bucket. It's mine now.
Hey, it's got a potato in it.
My potato, my bucket.
Oh, I'm taking this.
Hey, let's try it. What's the worst we do? We lose a bucket full of potatoes.
Yeah.
It'll end up with a bunch of cigarette butts in it.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. But
they're all Duraliuses.
Maybe we can grow tobacco in a bucket.
Probably can.
Yes. Yes, we could.
So we're doing it?
If you want to, go for it.
All right.
Now I changed my mind. I don't like seeing your faces anymore.
Oh, I got stretched. Damn.
A little tight.
Oh, actually, here's the thing. I bought my wife a massage gun, one that looks like a jigsaw.
Yeah.
What's that? It's a massage gun. It's got a ball at the end. And the funny thing about it, It got good reviews, but it it's called a Vibe. I was like, that's probably the name you don't want to go with.
Yeah, it's that, for the people who want a hardcore jack off.
That's exactly the name they wanted to go with.
Yeah.
They knew exactly what they were doing.
I've seen like slow motion footage of like commercials of that just punching into like, you know, thighs and you see the flab and skin. I mean, is it supposed to be really good for like, I don't know, muscular people that get cramps or something?
It's
deep tissue
deep tissue massage, so it
looks like somebody's punching you. I could just punch myself 20
times. Well, the ball on the end is kind of soft. And the funny thing, like, my wife was like, this thing makes my teeth chatter. But she doesn't have adult teeth like we do. She has, like, little kitten teeth.
Yeah. Kitten teeth. Weird. She got kitten teeth and giant hands.
Yeah, she does.
She's a golem.
Yeah.
She's a
golem. I should go get her and have her bring her hand up.
Does she love rings?
yeah, she does. I should get her and have her hold up her hand next to mine.
We've seen her hand next to yours.
Oh, yeah,
I know,
yeah.
But like, I don't know if we'd.
I think her hands are bigger than mine are.
Yeah.
Get us a picture.
Well, you can. Absolutely. Yeah. I think we've discussed this a little before. You can reach your little raccoon hands into a Pringles.
Oh, yeah.
All the way down.
I got little rodent hands, man. They're great.
You do have rodent hands.
I got these.
Like a marmot.
I got little cute, little ferret rodent hands.
Yep.
Great for digging into trash,
yeah.
Pringles cans.
I think my hands are slightly larger than normal. Because if I just go to like a hardware store and buy gloves, you're usually kind of stretching in the middle where the fingers are.
Yeah. You got really bony big hands, yeah.
Yeah. Well, your hands are just as bony as mine probably.
No, he's got fat little fingers.
Yeah, I got a fat little. Well, they're not fat. They're thin. They're thin enough to get into a Pringles can.
No, but they're little chubby little fingers, aren't they?
They are. They got a little meat on them.
So listen, speaking of body differences, the other day we're playing GTA. It made it into the episode. I'm like, my hair's. I mean, now your hair is longer because I just had a homemade haircut. But I'm like, our hair's about the same length. And both Abstro and Thick are like, nope, Abstro's hair is way longer than Neeb's. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
Are you talking about in game or in real life?
In real life.
Real life.
My hair is way longer.
Way longer.
Like double, triple
just
now.
Just into you people. Kind of reality.
Reality's getting into us.
I mean, right now, weirdo. I just had a haircut.
Yeah.
His is longer.
You're a weirdo.
With the Sawzall.
I think you were used to seeing me with some product in my hair. Because if you had seen my hair without product in it, mine's clearly longer than yours.
Look at his hair now.
I just said yes now. I just had one. He hasn't had a haircut in 2 months probably.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
But
yeah.
You have never, ever had your hair that long.
Yeah, just a few days ago.
No.
You are
so crazy wrong.
No, Neeb's had long hair a long time ago, but not within the last, what?
Right.
15 years?
I'm not talking about... You don't ever let your hair get as long as his hair is right now. Therefore, his hair is usually always longer than yours.
I think you guys are exaggerating a little bit.
No. I mean, it's been as short as yours before.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of the worst conversations ever when we're talking about a podcast.
Well, you want to stop this conversation?
I want you to talk to me about something other than your hair... Not being even close to as long as
I could talk about
hair.
The potato buckets for the rest of the podcast.
No,
this has really got me excited.
Abstro,
what?
Get me out of the potato buckets. What do you want to talk about?
I don't know what to talk about, man. I've just been in my house doing nothing but animating.
My mom's doing the potato bucket.
Okay. How about this? How about we talk about this? Office.
Yeah.
What's going on with our office? We need to talk about it. Let's squeeze
it
a little
meeting
here. Let's talk about
it here. What about the office?
Well, I gotta
like, we're supposed to be moving in soon.
This can't be happening right now.
Oh, that's okay. So Neebs is like, this can't be happening now.
We have no idea what's happening in the world right now. The whole world is like just holding its breath.
But we're still renting a place.
Yeah, but we can't be
still renting something.
Can't be moving in this. You guys aren't even coming to the office.
Of course we can move in this.
I would move in this.
If anything, it's easier to move in this.
It sounds crazy to me to make a financial decision when you don't know which way things are going.
But it's a, are we going to
it's
then?
It's not a huge financial decision.
It's not a huge financial decision.
Yeah, we're not buying a Mercedes.
Because rent might be $20 3 months from now. And we just signed a lease for a crazy amount.
But we're only doing a 12-month lease, and that's insane what you're thinking.
Yeah, Neves is thinking this is going to be like Great Depression prices.
Mad
like,
Max days.
Tomatoes are a penny.
Mad Max days are coming. Rent's going to go down to $20. We signed a lease for a crazy amount.
No, we could only sign a 12-month lease.
I personally would like to move forward with the office move.
I'd like to move forward too. It sounds crazy to me.
That big of a financial decision.
Not just to
see. It doesn't sound crazy to me.
Just to see what's going to happen. Wait like a month or two. See what's going to happen.
I'm a little bit on Neebs' side of like, yeah, let's wait this out a little bit. We don't want to jump too early.
We've already seen ad revenue drop.
Are you guys then cool with him being like, well, you know what? That's cool. I think I know somebody who wants to rent it.
And I mean, if it happens, that sucks, but yeah, I'd be cool with that.
I don't think it's worth that, but that's just my opinion. I think that space is really good.
But I mean, yeah, we don't know what the future of our business is like because, yeah, like Neeb said, our ad revenue has already dropped sharply.
Yeah, yeah.
But if we start selling potatoes in buckets...
I'm the only guy up for that.
Millionaire. Hey,
that's my thing.
You now. As long
as we can move into a new office. It's starting to sound good.
I want 100 buckets with potatoes in it.
Yeah.
Good.
I'll go with whatever everyone says, man. I'm just saying what I'd like to move forward as if we're going to be okay because we should be growing into that space will help us no matter what. Even if ad revenue drops, it will help us produce things more efficiently and also produce other things easily that we can't produce in the space we are right now.
Yeah,
so
I'm all about it.
So I think it'd be worth it anyway.
I'm looking forward to going in there. But we also said like a month or two ago, can you get us a walkthrough so we can see it again through fresh eyes? It's been years since we saw it.
I know, but I gave you guys the schematic.
And you can't just draw a picture on a piece of paper, and that's just as good as a walkthrough.
Well, when it has measurements and like it's a blueprint.
I would still want to walk through.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely would walk through the place.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we also had a pandemic. You know, I don't know if you guys realize that.
We should probably wait a few months.
I'll let them know we're gonna wait. We'll talk in October,
and see if you can get them down to $20.
Yeah. Okay.
See if he'll take potatoes.
See if he's in the potato bucket market.
Just switching gears. Once this pandemic is over, where's the first place you guys want to travel? Yeah, if you're going to take a trip.
I got lucky because I got one of the last trips in just before things went crazy.
Oh, so you're good.
I'm good for a little while.
I want to go camping.
You could probably do that now.
I could.
We'll that's. I mean, that's that's social distancing at its best.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Go in the woods.
Camping in Vegas. I think I've been thinking about Vegas a lot. I know I mentioned it a while back about gambling out there. And
I've been camping in Vegas.
Yeah, I know, but I want to camp out at a roulette table and win thousands of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
I need to get you hooked on online gambling.
No.
Because really, honestly, I want to see you go down, Thick. I think it'd be fun to see.
I don't trust the online gambling.
I know, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Gambling is very dangerous. Mm-hmm. Very addictive.
It surprises me, like, if you've got, I mean, some people do scratch off, some people gamble, but what appeals to me is you could, like, say, I'm going to put $20 on scratch offs. But you could also put $20 towards your mortgage, and over the next 15, 20 years, like, you've definitely won.
Fuck off. That's not fun.
Yeah, that's
fun. I get it.
To see your equity go up. That's not fun.
I don't do scratch-offs. But what everyone who does do scratch-offs is they want the rush. I don't buy lottery tickets. I don't buy scratch-offs.
Everyone wants that short-term, that short-term hit. Neebs, you and I are long-term thinkers, I feel like.
Yes.
Your statement comes in, you're like, look at that. Look at that equity. Woo!
Yeah.
Yeah,
no,
exactly.
It's great to pay that off.
I'm going to have my house paid off 10 years early.
I probably buy a lottery ticket maybe once every 2 years when it's at like an outrageous amount. And I'll spend like, you know, like $5 or $6 on it. And the only time I get scratchers is during the holidays. I'll like...
Put it into stocking
stuffers, just the dollar ones. You know, it's not for me.
Yeah, you're trying to get your kids hooked on the bullshit. I get it.
Start them young.
Yeah. What the hell am I going to do with $50,000? That's not going to do anything for me.
One of the biggest pet peeves of my life is getting stuck behind somebody at the damn convenience store is buying a pile of lottery tickets. You want to piss me off quick? You do that to me.
Turn my light on.
I kind of quit going into convenience stores once they legalized lottery in our state.
Oh, yeah?
For that reason. Because people don't just... I mean, they take their time picking.
Oh, yeah. And they pick, a couple of them. Because there's like... I get they want to do some sort of scratch-off thing. Why can't they just have one? It's like, okay, this is the state lottery. It's one. No, they got to have like 20 of them. And then you get a guy up there that's like, let me get one of them. Let me get one of them.
That's Simon in front
then,
of you.
Let me
I don't buy scratch-offs. Don't fucking pin me into the people who buy lottery tickets. If you buy lottery tickets, go right ahead. But I do not buy them.
We didn't have the lottery here until, 3-4 years ago?
Yeah, it's recent. Let me say something. If you do buy lottery tickets and you're in line and you're about to buy lottery tickets, take a look at the guy behind you. If the guy behind you just has a drink or just like a little snack, you know what? Let that guy go first.
Unless you know exactly what tickets you want.
That's fine. It's like, you know what? I'll do this.
20 and 7.
Yeah. All right. Bam, bam, bam. Got him. Go. Yeah. But don't be taking your time picking your fucking lottery tickets right when you get up there, especially when there's people behind you that just want to get a drink. Get the fuck out of there.
What kind of potatoes should I grow?
Sweet potatoes. I had sweet potatoes tonight for dinner. I made this chicken that I make. Chicken and a cream sauce and then sweet potatoes. Ooh. It's good. I'll tell you what, like, I wonder how many people out there, like, know how to make a steak and make a steak properly.
Like, grow a cow?
I made chicken tonight. Huh?
Oh, cook a steak.
Cook a steak, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How to cook a steak. Because I think it's a life skill that especially men should know how to do.
Hey, listen, I can cook a steak, but it's not good.
No, but that's what I'm saying is, like, being able to cook a steak well is a good skill to have, because especially for a young man out there who maybe wants to impress a lady.
I think you're right. And I think maybe you should make a video on how to cook the perfect steak and maybe the perfect chicken breast.
Where's that going? On our channel?
Sure. I mean, Simon made a sandwich once.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
This is good knowledge.
It was a stream. I didn't make the video specifically for the channel, but yeah.
What do you think that would say to our, like, do you think our audience would enjoy that?
I think when it comes to knowledge, you have to suck it up. This is for the people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to, if that's going to happen, which would be good, I would like to do just one video. I think everyone should know how to properly patch a hole in drywall.
You know who you need to teach that to is that some bitch at our office that put his ass through our wall, Anthony.
Right.
He still hasn't fixed that. He put
googly
eyes
on it. Yeah, it's good as new.
Right. But I'm talking about the small patch. It's very easy.
Oh,
blah, blah, blah.
Easy.
You know, I know, but you know what? Oh. People need to hear me do it, just like it's easy for... It's easy to cook a fucking steak medium rare, too.
Oh, crap. My phone just died, even though I had it plugged up.
F-Star's camera just went sideways.
He looks like a thumb with hair.
Well, listen, I once put a hole in the wall. I used to do some local theater, because it was the closest thing to doing movies in my little town.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so... I always liked... Did we lose Absro?
Looks like it.
I'll keep telling the story, and then we'll see if we get him back.
Yeah. See if we get him back.
I always liked action movies when I was a kid, right? Mm-hmm. Jackie Chan, whatever. Stallone, Schwarzenegger. And
John Candy.
Yeah. So, like, I taught myself to do a backflip off of a wall. So I could run up, foot on the wall, do a backflip.
That takes obvious balls, because the first time... And the second time, the third time are probably the hardest.
Yeah, you just got to...
I know where this is going.
Padding and stuff. So anyway, we're at the theater. The little main theater in our town let our little high school thing do a show on the main stage. And, you know, you're a kid. You're dumb. Kids are like, do the backflip thing. And then I do it down in the dressing room. Giant hole in the dressing room wall at this theater that let us use their facility. And I'm like, oh no. I like grab one of our posters and put over it temporarily just so nobody would freak out that night.
My God.
But then like I knew I had to tell somebody and then I had to fix it. So that's how I learned to patch a drywall. Because I showed my teacher eventually, and she's like, all right, I know how to fix this. She's in set design and all this other stuff. So she had me do it.
And you watched and learned.
Yeah.
Or she had you do it?
She talked me through it.
See, good life skills.
Yep.
Good life skills.
Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah.
All right. Sorry, my phone died, so I switched over to my PC.
Gotcha. Okay. All right, cool. Yes, life skills, cooking stuff, yeah.
Changing a tire, you should know how to change a tire, regardless of your gender.
Yep. Well, thank you. I didn't think that the chicks were doing it until you said that.
No, I've got a wife that doesn't know how to do it.
With those big hands?
she can probably just rip the tire off and pop the other one back on.
Rips it off. Just
yeah.
But when my kids start driving, I'm gonna show them how to do it.
Yeah.
And make sure.
No, it's something everybody needs to know how to do. I agree.
Need to know how to change a tire, cook a steak, and kill a man with his bare hand, with your bare hands.
With his own bare hands.
Yeah. That's a skill. Life skills.
No, I'm definitely behind in the cooking. Like, I want to be a better cook. I want to grow better bucket potatoes. I would actually love to have, like, a couple acres of land with a bunch of neighbors that want to share in a farm.
So you're the potato guy, and you got the carrot guy next door, and then the collard lady on the other side.
I don't think that.
You want some collards?
Yeah, I think it'd be like everybody does everything, but like, oh, you're going away for a week? Then we'll do all the weeding and watering and stuff until you get back. That way you don't feel like you're stuck every week having to take care of this stuff.
But then you get the shitty neighbors like Simon, who are like, yeah, I'll do that. Sure.
And then
we don't do it. And then I ask you to do stuff, and then you do it. But then I continue to not do it.
Now, this is a good neighborhood. Like, you get vetted before you come into this neighborhood.
Okay.
So I'm not allowed in.
No, you got to work hard to be in this neighborhood.
Yeah.
All right.
One slip up and you're out. That's
how
it works.
I can't even get in. I don't even know how to work hard. So.
Is this corn? I'm going to cut it down.
Anywho. Well, I think we already talked about anything watching. I know I'm watching stuff. You guys watching anything new that you haven't talked about?
No, because I went back to The Expanse, but that's about it.
I saw that Thor movie. Not Thor, but the guy that plays Thor. Chris?
Yeah, Chris Hemsworth.
Oh, was it called Extraction?
Yep, saw that.
Okay, so, all right, because I actually considered it because I went, all right, this guy's fucking Thor. He's got to be picking a decent script.
Mm-hmm.
So compare it to Bumblebee. Better or worse?
It probably not quite as good as Bumblebee.
Wow. Wow, that says a lot about Chris Hemsworth.
That says I'll never watch that fucking movie.
Yeah.
The action is fantastic. I mean, there's a lot of action. There's some things I don't understand. Like,
I'm sure.
Like, I don't know how much to give away. I don't want to give away anything.
I'm not going to watch it, but no spoilers because we don't want people to ever have to shut this off just because we're going to talk about it.
Let me just say this. I'm not sure everybody he's killing is a bad guy. They're all coming after him, but I think it's because they were told to and have a problem with that.
Okay.
Like if you're a police or whatever or security and your boss is like, that's the criminal, bring him in. I wish they'd have dove into that a little more.
Okay.
Okay.
I actually watched a stand-up special of one of my favorite comedians, Tom Segura. It was his latest one on Netflix.
Yeah, he's good.
That guy, he doesn't care who he offends.
No, that's why I like him.
I like him. Yeah. No, I know he offended the people of Louisiana recently because he talked about building a wall around them because you just have to watch it. But you have to watch the one that he made fun of them in. And he got in trouble for making fun of gypsies. I guess you can't say the G word.
What? When did that happen?
Fuck, I don't know.
When did that happen?
I don't even know any gypsies.
Tom Segura has got a YouTube channel. I believe it's his because it's checked. Maybe that means it's verified. And I happened to watch, run across a YouTube video that he did in 2013. He's got 200,000 subscribers on YouTube. He was doing same old stupid shit that we were trying to do in 2013, just whatever. And the skit's called 9 Inches. It's funny. I've been listening to this guy for years. I had no idea that he had a YouTube channel and was doing live action shorts, just trying to be stupid, in 2013. And it's got like 1.6 million views, but it's been on for fucking 9 years or 8 years.
Are we verified on YouTube?
Probably I think not. We are.
We better be.
I've seen.
What the fuck? Yeah, you would hope we would be.
I've seen checks by our channel, so I think it showed up there somehow.
So we might be verified, but we don't know who verified us.
We better be.
I may have done it years ago. I don't know.
Where do I see a check mark? I'm looking at our channel right now. I don't see a check mark.
Look at Tom Segura, and he's got a check mark next to his face that's only got 200,000 subs. I mean, not only, but you know, for Tom Segura.
Oh, I see the check mark. Yes.
Yep. Verified.
I never even noticed that before.
So we got a check mark. Oh, look at us.
We have a check mark. This is great. We should celebrate.
We've made it.
Should we?
We've made it.
We didn't even do a verified party.
Hey.
Have you seen the thumbnail for the comedian called, his show's called Happy Face. What's his name? Ryan Hamilton. I thought he was pretty funny. He's like got kind of he's really tall and lanky, just kind of looks crazy.
Yeah, you were telling me about that. I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, check him out.
Yeah. I haven't watched anything. I've been playing through Final Fantasy VII.
How you liking it?
I like some of it. Some of it I dislike. The parts I do like is, because I was a fan of that game. It was the first JRPG I ever played. And they managed to bring certain parts of that game to life that, you know, you always imagine in your head, like, what it could look like.
Yeah.
And so they do that very well. But then there's other times where, unfortunately, they're taken, in the original game, this was like a five-hour section of, like, the beginning section of the game. And that's what this game is. It's like the first 5 hours. And they've tried to stretch it to, like, 30 or 40 hours.
Oh.
And there's a lot of just bullshit in there. Where it's like, let's add new characters, let's add new plot, and like some of it just doesn't work and it's awful. But the combat's fun, so if you enjoy a good action combat game, the combat is very, very good. But yeah, some of the story elements are terrible.
Nice.
I want to jump back to last week or the week before. We talked about Aladdin and somebody said, is there anything different about the story? And I started to talk about like the Sultan isn't stupid, and it's like you were talking about plot points. Indifference for the Aladdin. I don't know if you guys remember that.
Yeah, I remember that.
But
yeah.
So, one plot point that was different that I had forgotten about was they added a love interest for the genie.
What?
Yep.
Man, I miss this movie.
You guys know this actress. So in this movie, they gave Jasmine a like handmaiden or whatever. And she is, you know, the new girl TV show, cop, the girl,
oh,
the
yeah.
wife.
The girlfriend, yeah. Yep. Oh, okay, yeah.
She ends up becoming the love interest.
Oh, God.
Between Will Smith. So, yes, there is a plot change.
Okay. She's actually pretty funny. Like, when she
first, she's good.
When she came on to New Girl the first couple episodes, I was like, yeah, I don't know. And then, but she, like, just like Winston. Winston grew on me, too.
Yeah, he
Winston's
grew on me as
fucking
well.
Great. They're all great. That whole cast, man. I mean, the story might have went off the rails towards the end, but love every one of those actors.
I feel like Schmidt went backwards. Like, because he was super douchey, and that was, like, the funniest part of him.
Yeah.
And then I mean, I guess it was a character arc, but I still liked old Schmidt better than new Schmidt.
Yeah, I agree. But New Girl, check it out if you haven't.
Yeah. You guys watched any Schitt's Creek?
Nope.
Not yet.
That's a good series.
Playing games. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah, you're playing games.
Oh, I've been watching Self-Made. It's about Madam C.J. Walker. She made all those hair products. What's the girl's name? I can't remember.
Oh, the black woman. She won an Academy Award.
Yeah. Yeah, it's only four episodes. You got one episode left. It's pretty good so far.
Ooh. And it's funny you mention her. I was watching a movie today. I forget what it was. Something from, God, it was like from 2002, I remember. She had like three lines in it.
Oh, really?
And she looked exactly the same.
Yeah, like the other day. That's weird when you go back that far and you're like, wait, they weren't a thing back then. Like, Abstract
right,
was showing me.
She was
me...
just working it.
Right.
Oh, it was Spider-Man, the original Spider-Man.
Like Tobey Maguire?
Tobey Maguire. That okay. was from 2002. That actress had four lines in that movie.
Right.
And she nailed every fucking line.
Yeah,
she's
great.
Save me, Spider-Man.
What?
She said, ooh, look, it's Spider-Man.
Hey, help us, Spider-Man.
Help us.
So, Abstract was showing me Ninja Turtles the other day, because I guess he decided to watch it with his daughter.
I did.
And I was bringing up Sam Rockwell, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
He's in
because
there.
I just watched, I think it was Mr. Right. It's an absurd movie, just crazy, but it's fun. Him and
Anna Kendrick.
Yep. And then Abstract was like, well, Sam Rockwell's in this Ninja Turtles movie. And he's like some whatever teenage.
Yeah, like, he's like one of the teenagers that like in charge of like I guess like Shredder's gang or whatever.
I pointed that out too.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah,
it's fun.
Yeah,
it's great. And I'd said too, he was also in a DWI film that I watched when I was in high school.
Wow, it'd be fun to be part of a press junket for a film, and you get Sam Rockwell who's starring in it trying to promote this film, and you just go on about Ninja Turtles. So what was it like on the set of Ninja Turtles?
What was your favorite place to eat in Wilmington when you were on set filming Ninja Turtles?
Yeah. Hey, can we talk about my movie? No. I've got more Ninja Turtle questions.
Yeah.
Probably about 30, right. 36, 37 more.
Who's your favorite Ninja Turtle, Sam? Sam.
I tell you, that movie surprisingly holds up. I was expecting a train wreck. I was like, it's not going to... you know, be anything like what I remember it being, but I enjoyed watching it. Surprisingly, the first one, I watched the second one with my daughter too, and that's the one I'm like, oh man, that's got a lot of weird cheesy shit in it now. But the first one, it still holds up as like this pretty decent independent movie. I was pleasantly surprised.
Okay,
nice.
I kind of want to watch Matrix again. I'm afraid it's not going to be as great as it was the first time I saw it.
Matrix still holds up.
Okay.
The first
good.
One apparently does.
The first one's
the first
amazing.
The first one was great when I saw it, but I have not seen it since. I probably would be more impressed if I watched it now than I was originally because I was sure I was drunk and
I feel like I've seen it in the past couple of years. Like it still it has some cheese now because of the whole like I don't know. Anytime you just see them all wearing like black leather and the techno music kicks in, you're just like okay, you know. But it's a product of its time. But the movie itself, yes, it still holds up. The second and third one are pieces of shit.
When that movie was out, you know, and I know Dralis and I were definitely friends back then. I don't know if I knew the rest of you. But we were doing, you know, skits, little movies and stuff, and we were going to do a spoof of The Matrix. We never got around to it. We had a bunch of notes. Because we kind of had the whole redneck thing going on. We had like a, we did like a redneck Jedi spoof.
Yeah, I remember that.
So we were going to do a Matrix one where this other guy or a couple guys, they kind of get brought into the Matrix. You know how when they go in the Matrix, they have their, I guess, their own projected image of themselves?
Yeah.
So we had kind of this like darker redneck look with the trucker caps. And the one of their hats said, I'm the one too. Because, you know, they would always call him the one. I think it would have been funny.
Oh,
we never
got
around to making it, though.
Yeah, everybody spoofed that film just because of that one iconic shot where Neo's dodging the bullets. Like everybody, after that movie came out, it's like every movie after the Matrix had to have like a 3D slow motion bullet time shot, and it got so obnoxious.
Yeah, well, it was so odd that it happened, and then everyone knew how it happened because it was so new.
Yeah.
Oh, these cameras that are around in the circle.
Oh, how they shot it was fantastic.
Oh, it was brilliant.
Oh, yeah.
It was brilliant. But everyone knew. That's why everyone knew. And then they found ways to cheat it. The one movie that we talked about, which was Kung Pao, like when they did it, when they spoofed that shot in Kung Pao, they actually cheated it. So when you watch the behind the scenes, they didn't do it with all the cameras.
Claymation.
Yeah. No, there was like harnesses, and he acted like slow motion.
Oh, gotcha.
Went back nice and slow.
Yeah.
And they were able to do it with like maybe a boom going around the right way and, right. you know, somehow make it work and then add the bullets in.
Yeah.
Anyway, creative stuff.
I just remember films putting it in there that just didn't need it. Like, what was it? It was a terrible movie. It had like Freddie Prinze Jr. and the guy with the big teeth. It was called Wingman. It was like a sci-fi movie, but... There's a shot in that movie where I think, like, the spaceship they're on, like, something bumps it, and inside, everyone's milk and drinks, everything goes flying, and the movie slows down and does that 360 Matrix shot. And you're like, why? It's unnecessary. Like, it made sense in The Matrix because he was dodging bullets for the first time. It was necessary as part of the story. But then you had all these movies that just started throwing it in there just because they could.
Right.
It annoyed me.
You don't think spilt milk is the right
no.
situation?
Just you wrecked, spill the milk, move on with the story. I need to slow down for this. This is madness.
Or you make it really hardcore about spilled milk.
Yeah.
Well, you know what?
This has been fun. The Zoom was good. It was fun to see your faces. It's been a while since I've seen some of your faces.
Yeah.
Yeah. This will make a good thumbnail.
Ooh.
Intrigue. No. They'll be so mad when they don't see us, though.
Would you say that in the future... while we're doing this bullshit in the podcast, that we do this, we Zoom during the podcast.
I'm fine with it.
I'm cool
I'm okay
too.
With it.
I love the fact that I didn't have to create an account.
Yes. So,
I've got so many passwords. I can't take another password.
That's perfect. So we all agree that this is a better way to communicate for a podcast when we're not in the same room.
Yeah, being able to see each other is nice.
Yeah, it is.
Dralis is going to throw it off, though. We had a nice, like, right now we have four squares on our monitors.
Yeah.
I know. That's God.
Really,
you know
what?
Do we get
rid of Dralis?
Maybe we should just fire him.
Or
you know what?
Person.
We could title that. We could title it Dralis Got Fired.
We're firing Dralis.
Yep. Yeah. Because he threw off our Zoom screens.
Yeah.
Help Darren
even.
Son of a bitch. All right. Well, listen, everyone, stay safe. Be awesome and... what else, Neebs?
Grow your potatoes in buckets.
Or what else apps for?
Social distance. Quit touching each other's butts and putting your fingers in each other's mouth, you disgusting human beings.
I'm not going to do it. Okay, yeah, I will. Dig-a-dig-a-dig. Dig-a-dig-a-dig.